Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky.
You and I, we're all in this together. We're all sparkling diamonds in the sky today, tonight, wherever you are on the planet, in the solar system, in the universe, or if your life on another planet could be Mars, Venus, many other planets that we have in our beautiful universe, our universal solar system. Welcome to the My Beauty Angel Show tonight, October 9th. What a number, October 9th for today, a very mystical, magical number, the number 9. I want to thank you all for being my continued listeners, and I'm so grateful for your support and joining us tonight. You're in for a real special treat. Our show is broadcasting to you via Blog Talk Radio, courtesy of Greater Good Ministries. That's the producer of our show, Barbara Delosier, and my dear friend. She's like family to me. I love you, Barbara, if you're listening. Barbara Delosier, I call her Reverend B as well. She's also known as Reverend B. Greater Good Ministries Radio, our mission and vision is all inspiration all the time. And 24/7 inspiration, just teaching and preaching, walking the walk, talking the talk, honoring the beauty in all forms. Whether we're here on the earth or on another planet, we're honoring all the beauty that exists in the paranormal world and here in the desert here, coming to you from Scottsdale. I'm your host, Audrey Quinn, with the My Beauty Angel. And my special guest is coming to you from beautiful, stunning Sedona, Arizona, the beautiful vortex, mystical, magical vortex. Melinda Leslie is our guest tonight, and she also works out of the Center for the New Age. Melinda, and they're in Sedona as well. Melinda Leslie is a researcher, investigator, and lecturer in the field of ufology, you know, UFOs, for over 24 years. She is the director of UFO sighting tours in Sedona, Arizona, and conducts nighttime UFO sky watching investigation tours with the use of military Generation 3 night vision goggle equipment. Boy, I would like to do that sometime, Melinda. I really would. I mean that. I would like to get my soulmate David and I to come and do one of these tours. It sounds awesome. What an adventure. Melinda's research and experience have been featured in 14 books. She has lectured for numerous organizations, including MUFON chapters, the X Conference, the Bay Area UFO Expo, which I've been to, by the way. I've been there and met Jordan Maxwell and Dr. Turi and some of the like-minded folks like Melinda and I, the Whole Life Expo, and more. Melinda has been a guest on numerous popular radio shows, including a repeat guest on Coast to Coast AM and appeared on several television shows. For more information, please visit the webpage www.Sedona, S-E-D-O-N-A, N-E-W-A-G-E-S-T-O-R-E.com /UFO-tours. I hope I didn't say that too fast. It's essentially your triple W, SedonaNewAgeStore.com, then put a /UFO-tours. You will also be seeing Melinda this Saturday on the Travel Channel, and the name of the show is called UFOs Crash My Vacation, and it's actually going to be airing this Saturday. We'll find out what time from Melinda when I bring her on here in a minute. And she's also going to be, it'll be reoccurring again, I believe, not only this Saturday, but again on the 17th. She's also going to be on Discovery Channel, The Investigators, on Thursday, October 31st. You can contact Melinda Leslie for UFO tours, organized tours, if you like, or if you would like a psychic mediumship reading, you can contact her as well. I'll mention a little bit about that as well. Her phone number is direct 310 area code. That's 310-502-5398, area code 310-502-5398 if you would like to contact Melinda. So Melinda is also a medium and channel, making contact with your family or friends who have passed on, communication with those who, your loved ones who have crossed over, providing you validation and a true deep connection and any heart healing closure that your soul really seeks. She works with your spirit guides. You can meet your spirit guides and get their insight and direction, all areas of your life, to clarify your path and manifest your dreams. Angels and light beings, otherworldly entities, ETs, phone home. I love ET. Find out who or what is around you, verification of contact, understanding, and support for your unique experiences. Melinda's profound psychic gifts and mystical insight will help you navigate through life's ups and downs and get the direction you need. Get on the path you came here to do and achieve your goals. Discover your own intuitive gifts, your own psychic gifts, and learn how to use them to enhance your own life in this life and make the most of this life. And that's what the My Beauty Angel Show is about, honoring the natural God-given beauty that each of us has and honoring the animals and the sky and the trees and the birds and the bees and every living cellular structure. How's that? I am going to, without further ado, I'm so honored and very excited and grateful to have my special guest, Melinda Leslie, on our show tonight. Let me go ahead and grab her. Melinda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How are you today?
Doing good. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I heard you say in the intro you want to go out on the tour. I'm like, yeah, come on out.
It sounds
fun. What city are you located in? I'm forgetting.
Sure. I'm in northern Scottsdale, Melinda, which is, I'm really on the border of Cave Creek. It's kind of like a diamond. It's right next to Cave Creek and near Carefree, a couple miles.
Oh, okay. So you're only about an hour and a half away.
Yes. It'd be easy to coordinate.
Well, you'll have to definitely come and go out on my tour because in ufology, it's a cliche to say seeing is believing.
Seeing is believing,
but it's so true. There's nothing like having your own sighting.
Wow, I bet. So how long is it? What times do you how does it work exactly
We go out at sunset. We're using PBS 7A Generation 3 military night vision goggles, which allow for 20,000 times more light than you see with your naked eye, so it increases our chances of having a sighting by 20,000 times. Sedona is a hot spot for activity. There's constant sightings here, and I've taken out now 236 tours. Out of 236 tours, Only once did my clients feel they didn't have a sighting. All other 235 tours, we've had sightings. And sometimes it's just a couple, and sometimes it's over 20. I never know what we're going to get. Lately, we've been averaging about 10 sightings. But we could suddenly have 30 on a given night. The most we've ever had on one of the tours of sightings, and when I say sightings, of course, I mean UFOs, unknowns. The most we've seen is 36. And like I said, only once did I have clients feel they didn't see a sign at all. So, and then, and all the other times we've, it can vary anywhere from, 3 to 30 some odd, you know, averaging anywhere in there. And it's really exciting because it is a hot spot, and we're seeing stuff. So answering your question, we meet at sunset pretty much. So you would the time would be adjusted for the time of year. Right now, sunset starts at about 6:30. So I meet people at 6:30 at the Center for the New Age, which is on Highway 179 in the heart of Sedona, across the street from the famous Tlacopaque Shopping Center. Center for New Age is a big purple building with a mural painted on the end. And we meet here, and then we drive out to the viewing location, which is just outside of town. We go up on a hill. It's a vortex location. It's right between two of the major famous vortex locations. And we're up on a hill between them. We have a 360-degree view, and it's a UFO hotspot. It's an area known for sightings. And I educate everybody on what we're seeing and how to use the goggles. Of course, we see planes, shooting stars, and satellites, and I educate everybody on those things. So it becomes very obvious when we see something that isn't a shooting star, a plane, or a satellite, when we're seeing an unknown, and we see lots of those.
Wow. And do you actually see UFOs, too? Do you actually...
That's what I'm saying. We are seeing
wow.
unidentified flying objects. Lately, we've been averaging about 10 a tour. Like I said, only once did
That's
I find feel they didn't have a sighting, and the most we've seen on one of my tours is 36. So we see quite a few UFOs.
That's got to be a lot.
It's because Sedona's a hot spot. Sedona is famous for having a lot of sightings all the time. And then we're using the military night vision goggles, which allow for over 20,000 times more light than you can see with your naked eye. So we're seeing things high up that you wouldn't necessarily be able to see with your naked eye because they're too far away. But with the goggles, we see them very obviously.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds fast. I'm fascinated. So how long would the tour, would one of these tours, the duration, what is the duration, Melinda?
Well, like I said, we meet now at the center this time of year at 6:30. We get out to a viewing location by 7, so we're viewing basically from about 7 till 9, and so we get a good 2 hours worth of viewing in, sometimes a little bit longer. And then we come back. So right now I tell people, meet me at the center at 6:30. I'll have us back here by about 9:30. And then that seems to be about the way it's working. Now, for instance, in the summer or in spring, when it gets light a lot later, we're going out as late as 8. And I tell people, you know, I have us back here by 10:30 or 11. But this time of year, because it gets dark early, and in the winter it could be where we even go out a little bit earlier than right now. So I always tell people, you know, check with the Center for the New Age and find out what time a tour is going and, you know, or what time it would be for that time of year. I can either tell people or our concierge here who books my tours for me always knows what time we're meeting. And I do recommend booking in advance because if you suddenly show up in Sedona and you think you're going to go, and I have, because I limit the amount of people going, so if I have too many people, you may not be able to. And like, for instance, tonight, I have a tour booked, but now it's very cloudy here. It looks like it's about to rain. And if it's too cloudy at the last minute, then I have to cancel because we do have to have about a 75% clear open sky to have a successful sighting.
Wow.
To be able to see the stars, in other words.
You're clear, and it does look, I can see, I'm seeing out my window right now, Melinda, I can see what you're saying. It is pretty cloudy and overcast and looks like it could rain any moment, my goodness.
Yeah,
so
and unfortunately
that's
how it looks here, so I have a sneaking suspicion I'm going to have to end up canceling tonight's tour. Now, if it clears at the last minute, if it's 6:30, it's clear, we'll still go, but it's not looking so good right now.
So they just reschedule and play kind of switcheroo? Is that usually how it goes? Or some of them have to get refunded?
Yeah, if people
are
here another night and they're able to go again, I usually recommend if it's a time of year when there's a risk of it being cloudy, that I tell people, if you're coming into town for a couple of days, plan to go out with me the first night you're going to be here. That way, if it is too cloudy, then there's other nights that you have the option to still be able to go.
Right. So there's flexibility there, for sure,
sure.
You'll work with people.
I'm having to reschedule all the time. Now, luckily, we have many beautiful, clear nights. I mean, we just had about 3 weeks of it being beautifully clear every night. But unfortunately, just today, for the first time in many, many days, we've had clouds roll in.
I know. It's very strange. It's to go from, you know, the really glorious, sunny, everything's bright and cheerful to going like, it's different, but I don't mind the rain sometimes. I kind of like, it's refreshing too, you know, in the desert, this beautiful desert we're so blessed to be in. So, Melinda, how long have you been in Sedona now, exactly, yourself, for 24 years too? Have you lived in Sedona?
Well, no. I've actually lived in Sedona now for about 3 years. I had been coming to Sedona on and off from, I lived in Southern California, and I had had trips out here on and off over about a 25-year period. But I became a full-time resident as of 3 years ago.
Oh, great. Yes. Yes, and I have visited your offices near there. Well, the front of your offices. I just missed your office. I almost walked into your office because I took a picture near the wooden aliens out there, out front.
Yes.
When I visited, that they're real cute, cute little aliens. Let me see. I wanted to ask you, I'm kind of curious from my own information, have you yourself had any close encounters of the third kind personally with these, with any aliens or ships?
Well, yeah, I've actually had close encounters of the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth kind. So, so yes.
What?
I've had full interaction with them. Absolutely. So I've had a lifetime of experiences. I've been very active in the research and investigation of UFOs for going on about 25 years now. I've been very involved in the subject. I myself am an abductee. I went public. Almost 24 years ago, 23, 24 years ago, I went public with my abduction experiences. And it wasn't like I ever chose to say, you know, okay, I'm going public now. I was encouraged by researchers and other abductees in the field, and I was asked to speak on a panel somewhere, and that led to other things. And before I knew it, I was speaking at events and MUFON groups and conferences and you know, and so it wasn't like I set out to go public. It just came about that way. But I've now been, you know, public about my abduction experiences. And because of my abduction experiences, I also became an abduction researcher. So I'm known in ufology, and I lecture at conferences, do a lot of radio, television, everything. Sometimes it's about my own experiences, but a lot of times, particularly if I'm lecturing at a conference, it's about my research on the subject. And but I was always doing UFO investigations, going out to known hot spots, having sightings, going out to areas. I was involved with an investigative team, and we went out to areas known for activity to investigate what was going on. So I've also had pretty much a lifetime of sighting, but concerted effort for the last 25 years. And it was actually through some UFO sightings that opened me up to realizing I had the abduction experience. I kind of on a total last-minute fluke, went with a friend in 1989 out to what is now known as Area 51 in the Nevada desert, and the town of Rachel, and which now has a little motel and restaurant called The Little Alien, and it's on Highway 375 in Nevada, which has been since renamed the Extraterrestrial Highway, and officially, I mean, that's its official name. That's what they're looking
at. Wow, I love it.
And went out there on a last-minute fluke in 1989 because that's when initially the initial Area 51 story was really breaking, and we went out there not necessarily expecting to have sightings, but a lot of sightings were reported out there at the time. Well, we had a slew of sightings the first night we went out there, and we had driven from Southern California all the way out through Vegas, about 5 hours, and then another 2.5 hours beyond south of Vegas to this area, and like I said, had a bunch of sightings. And we were so excited by what we were seeing. I mean, we were seeing objects drop out of thick cloud coverage, fall like a falling leaf pattern, shoot off at different angles, shoot back up through the clouds. I mean, it was really phenomenal what we were seeing. What we were seeing absolutely defied physics, you know, as definitely was anti-gravity in nature. So we got so excited, we went out 2 weeks later, and then we went to the same area from Southern California again, and then we went out about a month after that. So roughly in a two-month period, I had taken 3 significant trips out from Southern California to Area 51 in Nevada, and had in the town of Rachel, Nevada, and had multiple sightings each time. Well, something about having all those sightings was like inserting the key and turning it, because it unlocked something in my mind that I started to remember a lifetime of abduction experiences. At first, it was coming up like dreams, recalling some childhood and teenage experiences. And then after those series of sightings, which was in late summer, early fall 89, I then continued in the fall to have some current time experiences. For an example, I went to bed one night. I had a roommate at the time. We had a two-story townhouse apartment. And we had had an interesting, kind of alarming discussion that night. And I went to bed, and having had been involved in a lifetime of metaphysics and psychic work, I went to bed and did like a little visualization, a little protection, a little, you know, meditation, opening up my chakras and filling and surrounding myself with light. I do it many, many times. It takes like 2 minutes, you know, very brief. And I had to work the next morning. At the time, I was an office manager at a regular job. Excuse me. And was an office manager. Sorry, I tickled my throat. And I had to get up early the next morning, so I'd set my alarm next to me. I sat on my bed, did this little meditation, and set my alarm, because I had to get up at 7 in the morning or something, and now it was like 1. And all of a sudden, I went to turn off my light, and I double-checked my alarm. Sorry again. I double-checked my alarm, and it was suddenly about 2.5 hours later. And there's no way I was sitting on my bed for 2 hours. suddenly it was 2 hours later, and I had what is called missing time in abduction research. It's a well-known thing that happens where you have this period of missing time. And it turned out my roommate, during that time, was agitated, not able to sleep, was sitting in bed reading, thought she heard someone downstairs in our townhouse. Went and looked, nobody there. She came back upstairs. At this point, it's like 3 in the morning. She saw my light on through the crack in my door, under my door. So she knocked on my door really hard, and no response. Knocked a little harder, no response. Knocked really hard, no response. And then she got concerned, so she opened my door and noticed I wasn't there. And she went back into her room, sat in bed reading. She was thinking maybe I'd gone outside, because she looked all over the whole town now, so I wasn't to be found. And so she sat in her bed, and then she saw a flash of light in the hallway. And at first she thought maybe I'd turn the hallway light on and off really fast. And she looked and saw a gray alien, those are the ones with the big bald head and big dark wraparound eyes. She saw that standing in the doorway to her room and looking at her. And she'd closed the door to my room, so all of a sudden she went through. I mean, she didn't go through, I'm saying. She was in her bed looking at this being. She saw this gray being, this alien, go from the hallway through my closed door into my room. So here she had witnessed that I was gone. She'd gone into my room, and I wasn't there, and she looked all over the townhouse. I was nowhere to be found. And then she sees this gray in the hallway go through my closed door into my room. So she witnessed I was gone during that period of time. And all I remembered is I was sitting on my bed, had turned on my alarm, did a quick little visualization exercise, turned to turn my light off, and 2.5 hours. So I'd never left my room. So she witnessed I was gone during the abduction and saw an alien in the house. So that happened in November of 1989. And I've continued to have experiences ever since. I mean, I had had them my whole life, discovered in 1989 that was the case, and I've continued to have them. The last alien abduction happened, long story short, the last significantly alien abduction happened about 2 years ago. Myself and three friends here in Sedona. A friend of mine came from out of town. Her and I stayed in the guest house of a friend of mine who has a large property here with a main home and then a separate building that's a little guest house. And we stayed in the guest house. And my friend who owned the house, she had a grown 25-year-old daughter living at home at the time. My friend who owned the house, her daughter, my friend traveling, and me, so four of us. The four of us got taken together. And that was about 2 years ago here in Sedona. So that was the last alien abduction. Now, since having alien abductions, I've also had what's called military involvement, which is you get harassment, surveillance by covert human groups, and you can get re-picked up again by humans, but because you have the alien experience, they're called military abductions or covert military involvement, and I've had those kind of experiences too. I had my last experience like that was in May. I was speaking at a conference in the Las Vegas area in Nevada, and a group of us were taken together from that conference. So that was the last that kind of experience that I had.
I've got to ask, because it's just running through my body right now to ask you this, Melinda. Burning desire here. Were you scared to death, or frightened, or freaked, or what? How did you feel about any of these?
Oh, sure. No, it's very traumatic. I mean, I've come to terms with it. I've lived it with my whole life. There's nothing I can do about it, so I'm not frightened by it now. But, yes, in the experiences, I've been very frightened, and it's been very traumatic in the experiences. Now, that's not to say my experiences have been, you know, in any way negative or bad. I've always been returned in one piece. I've never really been hurt. Yes, I've had bruises, needle marks, and new scars appear overnight on my body, but not anything that was a lasting, painful thing or caused me any problems. Nothing, anything like that.
You're with us.
And
you're
if anything,
right
I do
now.
Feel that my experiences have enhanced my abilities. I mean, one of the things I also do here at the center is I teach a class in psychokinesis, metal bending, bending metal with your mind. It's typically referred to as spoon bending, but my spoon bending metal with your mind class I do every Wednesday, and I feel that that's been, you know, my ability to do those kind of things was enhanced by the ETs, absolutely.
Bending
and as well as
metal,
other psychic abilities, my channeling and my mediumship.
Wow, bending metal with your mind. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I have a friend,
I teach people how to do that. It's really fun. Everybody who comes to the class bends three or four pieces each in the class.
Uh-huh.
Because my classes are small, I'm able to, you know, really work one-on-one with people, and we create a level of excitement and energy. And so everybody always bends about three or four pieces, and everyone comes. Some people maybe have done it before, but a lot of people who come are very skeptical and wondering if they're going to be able to do it. And then they're always surprised when they do it very easily. And then they take home their bent pieces. So everything anyone bends, you take home with you.
Oh, that is cool. That is super cool. Wow. You are very multifaceted, Melinda. I just wanted to say something, too.
Well,
it's very uncanny, you know, that we're talking about the life you know, of other planets and extraterrestrials and everything today. I just heard an interruption moments ago. I actually couldn't hear it, but could see it, that it's raining diamonds on planet Saturn and Jupiter right now as we speak, raining diamonds. And it's just so interesting. I thought that was interesting during our show tonight. So perfect timing. We have a few callers that may want to speak with you, and because you are so multifaceted, are you willing? You know, I know you're a medium, psychic medium, and you can answer a question. Do you mind answering one question for these folks?
Sure. I'd love to hear if someone has had a UFO sighting they want to talk about, or has questions about an abduction experience. I mean, I want to help anyone who's had those things as well.
Yes, it's all-encompassing in our show today. So I'm going to go ahead and take go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention, you know, I'm really excited. I'm just starting up. Now, I'm a reader here at the center, as you said. I'm a channel and a medium, and I get information from people's guides and in any, you know, addressing any aspect of their life whatsoever. A lot of it's like life path, career, how to be successful, that kind of thing. But and relationships, of course, finance, that kind of stuff. But I also do mediumship, which means I get information from people's deceased loved ones. And I'm really excited that I'm going to start up. I've done this only a little bit here and there over all the years, because I've actually been a reader for over 30 years. And I bought, even though I had regular jobs, I always did readings on the side. I had return clients. I read at psychic fairs, this kind of thing. Of course, now I do it full time. You know, my readings and my tours and my classes. That's my career right now. But I'm going to start doing. I'm starting it absolutely the first week of November. It'll be every Sunday. I'm doing a mediumship circle. I'm calling it Messages from the Other Side, and I'm going to do a group reading where I get information from people's deceased loved ones in a group setting and help people have that connection with someone who's passed. I hope that I'm able to do it for everyone in the group. If the groups get kind of large, I admit, you know, maybe I won't be able to get information for every person that's there, but I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be doing that offering a group session, a group mediumship circle every Sunday from, it'll start at 4, if we end by 5, great, it might go till 6. So I tell people, 4 to 5 for sure, maybe till 6, allow 2 hours. And I'll get, you know, as many readings in as I can for the people there, but specifically focus on mediumship. I have felt for a couple of weeks now, actually probably about 2 months, so guided by spirit to do this. I had only done it a little bit in the past. I do it in private readings all the time, but to do it in a group situation, and after I was feeling very guided to do this in a group situation, an impromptu opportunity came up. A group of women that I knew, some return clients of mine, were here in town visiting. They asked me just to come to the hotel room one night, not to do rings or anything, just to hang and say hi and relax. And it ended up raining that night, so they weren't able to, you know, it was pouring rain. So they're like, hey, come to our hotel room, talk to us. And on my way to meet them, I was getting this lady coming through, you know, psychically. And she was telling me she was one of the lady's mothers. And I was getting, you know, I was doing like what I do in a reading, but it happened to me while I'm driving there. So as soon as I go to meet them, I say, you know, I've been getting this message the whole way here. And so it turned out, yes, it was this lady's deceased mother and all this information. Well, as I sat there, there was a group of like 5 women. As I sat there, I started reading and getting like deceased loved ones for all of them. And it was so interesting. Here I'd been feeling very guided by spirit to do this. And then spirit put this opportunity together. Very fluke, very last minute. So I didn't have an opportunity to be, you know, get fearful about it or anything, or self-conscious about it. It just kind of threw me into the situation where all of a sudden I'm getting stuff from deceased people for all 5 ladies. And it gave me the confidence to go, you know what, I can do this in a group. And that's why spirit put me in that situation, to get to, so I would get that confidence and realize, yes, I can do that.
In a group setting. So you have the group settings at the Center for the New Age. And y'all, you can Google on the internet Center for the New Age and it will pop right up. There's several listings. There's only one in Sedona, Center for the New Age, and that's where you can find Melinda Leslie. You can also dial her direct to find out more about her work, and it's area code 310-502-5398. Again, 310-502-5398. That's our guest today, tonight, wherever you are in the world or outside the world on another planet. If you're raining like diamonds onto Saturn and Jupiter right now, that's cool too. This is greater good.
Yeah,
great. Doesn't it? It sounds good.
Yeah.
I want to see it with the with your goggles, your Generation 3 night vision goggles that Melinda uses.
Yes.
You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. I just want to, there's a couple people that have been listening. Just press 1 if you'd like to speak or make a comment about anything on the show. We encourage interaction with our callers and listeners. I see an area code 605, and then I see a 111, not sure if you're a Skype caller. Just hit 1, or I'll actually try to just pick you up. And if you're silent on me, that means you don't want to say anything. You're just enjoying the show, and we're grateful for that, too. So that's just awesome. Hold on just a minute. 605, did you have a question for us here with My Beauty Angel tonight? 605? No. Okay, I'm going to put him back on hold. Oh, wait a minute. I heard somebody. Hold on. Sorry. 605, are you there?
Hi, this is Raymond. I'm just listening. I appreciate the show.
Oh, hi, Ray. Did you have a question or comment about any experiences from Melinda? Welcome. I think this is my friend, Wee Wombly. I know you. Is this Wee Wombly?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ray, from South Dakota, right?
Yeah. We're here on the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation, and of course there's plenty of sightings and UFOs, whatever, you know. So
wonderful.
Well, it's just interesting, so I thought I'd listen in. And
Ray, what's your best sighting?
I was going home back to the ranch, and me and my son saw this three lights, orange in color. They were pretty well separated apart, and as we got closer, they formed they came together. The lights came together, and they just sped up into the sky, in the night sky. And we never seen anything like that before, of course. So
that sounds like fantastic sighting.
Yeah, so that's something personal that I witnessed with my son there.
Great. Well, you know, I don't know if most listeners know this, but sightings are actually really common, and they're definitely been on the increase. People are having them constantly, all the different services where people can report sightings to, or are just saying it's off the chart. This is off the hook. How many sightings are happening lately? So, you know, it's very common for people to see UFOs.
Yep. And it's pretty wide open space out here, too.
Yeah.
Out in the plains and the prairies, so you can see quite a ways.
Well, that sounds like a great sighting. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
thank
never mind
you for
me. I'm
sharing.
Just listening in. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Ray. Bless you, dear. I'm going to put you back on in the queue on the show. Okay, and then let's go ahead and see where 111. If 111, are you here with us for the My Beauty Angel show with Melinda tonight? Did you have a question for us? Is this a Skype caller?
No, it is Roxanne.
Oh, hi, Roxanne. Welcome. How are you from New York?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Great. Thank you. Do you have a question, or would you like to share an experience?
Well, I was listening to her speak about her psychic abilities, and I was wondering if she could, if she's hearing anything from me.
Well, Roxanne, I have to tell you this. Right while she was switching over lines. And so I don't know if this person's for you or for someone else that's holding, but I'm getting a young man who's passed. Do you know a young man who's passed?
Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm getting like I'm thinking late teens, early 20s, something like that.
23.
Okay. And is this, I'm getting, it's a, someone you felt like was your son, but I'm not clear if it's your son or grandson or a nephew, but I'm getting somebody close, someone very loving, very close you felt motherly toward.
Yes, I felt like he's my son, but he wasn't my son.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was picking up on that vibration, but I'm like, you know, I'm not clear that this is your son. I'm just getting it was like you were a mother to him. And he just was wanting to say how much he loves you. He is so glad to come through. He's like all excited. I think he was yelling at me even earlier. I think he was trying to get my attention. So he's so thrilled you got through, that you called, and that he's making this contact. You know, I'm seeing something like, I'm just going to go with this. Does a red bicycle have particular meaning with him?
I don't know. That I don't know.
I'm seeing a large bike, like almost like you'd see a beach cruiser or something that has bigger fenders on it.
Motorcycle.
Oh, a motorcycle. Okay. And was it red? Kind of a dark red?
No, it was green, actually.
Okay. For some reason, I'm getting this dark red or kind of brick red colored, and I thought it was a bicycle, maybe when he was younger.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
Okay. I just didn't know because he was giving that to me. I didn't know what the meaning of that was. Let me see what else I'm getting. I'm just kidding. He's just, like, excited. He's just, like, I want him to say, calm down. and I'm getting, if this isn't him, there's someone associated with him with a strong J-sounding name. Like,
oh, my goodness. Yes.
What was his name?
His name was Michael. His mother's name was Jelani.
Jelani, okay. And is she passed as well?
No. You know what?
Okay.
Actually,
well,
his father was John, so you're getting two J's there.
Yeah. Is his dad passed or is mom or dad both alive?
No, they're both alive. Everybody's alive.
Okay. Well, he might have just been saying their names because I was getting a very strong J name from him. And so he was giving me that name. He's just wanting them to know how much he loves them.
Okay, I'll pass that
on. I'm getting
on,
that very strong, so if you're able to pass that on. And I'm seeing him looking, now, this is just how he's appearing to me right now, and sometimes spirit will present themselves how they want to appear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm seeing, he looks maybe a little younger than he is, because you're saying 23, but I'm thinking maybe, or he's showing himself a slightly younger version, like when he was under 20. And when I'm seeing in this younger version of him, he looks tall and thin.
Yep, you got
That's
it.
Him.
Okay.
That's him.
Tall and thin and kind of lanky, yet really good-looking, soft features. I was going to say
God.
almost in a feminine face.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Not really, just
yeah.
a really beautiful
handsome.
Face.
Yeah, handsome.
He's just so glad, and he's beaming. He loves you so much. He says he appreciates everything you did for him.
It's amazing. Should I tell him, Audrey?
Yeah, go ahead and tell her because it's such a beautiful. Yeah, go ahead. Go for
it. It's like really, really so on point. I had a heart transplant from Michael. Michael was 23 years old.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting chills. Oh, I'm getting chills. Thank you.
And he was, if you see his face, he looked like he was 16 or 17 years old.
Yes. Yeah, that's what he looked like to me. Uh-huh.
Baby face, yeah, baby face.
Baby face, really, really gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
kind of almost delicate features.
Yes.
Kind of tall and lanky, yeah.
He was tall and skinny.
And he was saying he appreciates, what did you do for him? Because he's still saying he appreciates everything you did for him.
Well, in his honor, we have signed up 5,500 people for organ donation.
Oh, my God, there we go. There we go. And you honored him, and he is honored. He is honored, and he was so excited to get through to you. You have that very strong connection with him. I'm so glad he got through. He was trying to get my attention before you even came on the line.
I just love these people. I want to say thank you, Roxanne, because I want to thank Ray earlier for calling too, because Ray's one of my guests, and he will be a guest on my show again, Wee Wombly, and he is a very wise soul, and Roxanne has a heart with this beautiful man that's given her this heart.
Yes.
And you pegged it spot on. So awesome reading. Thank you so much,
that
Roxanne. Thank you so much for calling.
That was perfect.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'm so glad
I could help make that connection, because I'm feeling that love and that bond. I'm being blessed by this right now. Thank you.
Oh, I know.
You.
It makes me want to cry. It's so sweet. Thank you, Roxanne, for your support in the My Beauty Angel show and Greater Good Ministries. I'm going to put you back on hold. Love you, girl. Okay.
Love you too.
She does so many. She's such an activist and out there in the world promoting organ donors and promoting.
Wonderful.
Isn't it? Yeah, she's very loving and following the mission, her soul mission and vision, and she found it. And I wanted to say, okay, 217, I see you're in the queue. 217, if you do want to speak with Melinda Leslie, our special guest, psychic medium and UFO expert, would you please press 1, otherwise I don't know that you want to talk. Otherwise, I guess you're going to listen in. 217-875, I see you in the queue. May I ask you a question? Do you mind?
Sure.
Melinda? Now, would you prefer, doesn't matter if it's either one psychic question or deceased or about a deceased loved one, which one do you think? Which one?
I'm getting a sense that the psychic question is actually more important for you right now.
Are you? Okay. Then I'm going to ask you. Okay. And you were right, by the way. My question is, what kind of creative breakthroughs for my career do you see Spirit wanting me to do? How soon will this manifest? And what do you see me doing? I guess that's the biggest thing for my mission, my soul's calling. Kind of what we touched on a little bit earlier, Melinda.
Yeah. Right away, your guides were saying that I was seeing you in the not-too-distant future coming into a better kind of financial position, like coming into not a lot, but a little bit of money, feeling the financial strain being lifted is kind of what your guys were just telling me. And let me see here what else I'm getting from them. Let me check in here.
Sure.
And I see them presenting opportunities to you. It's like they were saying, be sure and say yes. The movie with Jim Carrey called Yes Man comes to mind, where, I don't know if you've seen that, but he has to say yes to everything. And it's like, and if you haven't seen it, maybe watch it. It'll crack you up, because that's like what your guys are saying. They're saying they're bringing you opportunities. Be sure and say yes, even if it's out. Yes, this is what I'm getting chills about. If it's out of your comfort zone. Your guides are saying they're trying to bring some stuff to you. Some of it's going to be out of your comfort zone. You're going to feel like, oh, can I do that? Am I capable? But it's going to lead to other stuff. So sometimes what you're being asked to do is going to open doorways and lead to other things. So they're saying, say yes when these opportunities come up.
So just be open. Think outside the box. Be open-minded. Is this 2013?
Yeah, they're bringing opportunities to you. For instance, like, I'm seeing an opportunity for you to speak somewhere.
Okay.
Like, give a presentation, and your guides are saying, say yes, you know, because
say
it's going to
lead
to more things. Mm-hmm.
Say yes to it, and it'll lead so that one project can lead to another, like a domino type of thing, right? Domino effect.
That's
type
right.
of thing. So is this coming the end of this year or early next year? What would you say, time-wise? I know
I think
time
sooner
is
sooner than that. I'm thinking this is going to come up really soon. This opportunity to speak at an event, I'm thinking it's going to come up. My initial sense is this is before the end of the year. This is soon.
Really? And do you know what I'm speaking about at all, or what
what's
the topic?
It's like a metaphysical group or a metaphysical center or a women's group, something like that.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That will be cool. Wow, this is great news. And the money, we can always use more abundance so that we can share and circulate with others, right?
So yeah.
We can keep the circulation going. Oh, you're awesome. This is great. I just wanted for all the listeners to know, Melinda, boy, she's multi-talented here. She's her readings are spot on. And we just off the cuff, because we didn't really have time to get, you know, she's a busy lady, and I honestly just had my first reading. You all witnessed, all my listeners, so I'm glad, I'm happy and grateful I got to share it with you guys, all the, you know, the really fascinating reading that she just gave me.
Your guides are wanting to bring up one other thing all of a sudden, because they realize, you know, before you take maybe another call. They're saying, not to go in depth, so, because I realize we're on the radio and, you know,
maybe
want everyone to hear. But they're talking about a person in your life who's being very negative and very maybe kind of controlling. And they're saying you need to distance yourself from this person. You don't need them around you right now. Their energy is not helping you. They're in a negative place, and your guides are saying it's okay to distance yourself. Your guides are wanting me to say you don't owe them anything. Not your guides.
Oh.
You don't owe this person anything. Is this making
right.
sense to you?
Yes, I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting chills now, so I'm getting that from your guides that it. And they wanted me to throw that in, like, you don't owe this person anything. This person's a drain. They're being negative. Just distance yourself from them. You right now they're a drain on you. So don't.
Is it
going to
change
them.
Though? Is it going to get better?
Well, part of it is they need to face what's going on with them. They need to deal with what they're going through, and it's not your position to necessarily help them. Your guides are saying
right.
you can kind of distance yourself, and that they need to come around on their own. And it's likely they will, but sometimes a little tough love is exactly what a person needs to really face
it,
you
know.
It must
realize, be my
hey,
love.
If you aren't wanting to be around me, you know, because I'm this way, maybe I need to change. And so sometimes a little tough love or distancing yourself from someone is the way you can help them the best.
Yeah, I wonder if it's my relationship you're speaking about.
I was leaning towards it being something. That's why I was cautious to say what I said on the air.
Say, it's okay,
because
I'm pretty much
towards that.
Yeah, it's been a trial and tribulation. It's been a tough time for them. They're not really used to this transition here, but I don't deserve to hear the negative, the Debbie Downer, as I would say.
Yes, that's right.
The Debbie
that's
Downer
right.
thing doesn't fly with my beauty angels here. But thank you for that.
Because it starts taxing you, and it could be holding you back. You're wanting this period of expansion and growth in your life, and, you know, this energy is not helping, you know.
Positivity all the way. I need the upliftment for
and quite
sure.
frank, quite, you know, to be really frank, your guides are saying, go ahead and say it, but it's like, you're ready for growth, and they're not. And sometimes you just have to move on when the other person's not ready to grow or change. But yet those opportunities are coming to you.
Right. I get you. I got it. Well, that's it. That'll have to happen. We'll have to have that happen, because I'm going to just forge ahead, you know, for sure, and say yes, like you said. So. Either with me or with
and
with
opportunities
with
are going to start opening up to you. One thing will lead to another and another, so it's just, you know, it's like multiple little steps will lead to new pathways, you know.
Right. That sounds awesome. Oh, thank you so much, Melinda. I wish I could give you a big hug. We have 6 minutes left, and we have one more caller. Can you take one more caller? Do you mind?
Oh, sure.
Do you? Okay, thank you so much. Area code 217-875. let me go ahead and get you. You're on the air with My Beauty Angel Show on Greater Good Ministries. How can we help?
Hi, Audrey. This is Deborah.
Oh,
how
hi,
are you?
Deborah. Welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you.
We've got you in, so we still have time for you. Do you
okay.
have a question? And,
yeah,
and Deborah's been one of my guests, too. Go ahead.
All right. Hi there. I had a question about my health. That's one of my concerns in my career and finances. So that's mm-hmm. like the top three this point. And I just wanted to know what you would get about any of these.
Well, that's a lot to cover in 6 minutes. But
right.
let's just start with your health thing. I'm for whatever reason, I'm just going to go with this. Your guides aren't saying there's anything wrong with your health, at least nothing I'm getting from your guides, but what I am getting from them is maybe more it's a psychological mental health thing of sadness. Your guides were saying you've been sad.
Okay.
I don't know if that's making sense to you, but they're saying let the sadness go, allow yourself some fun, pleasant experiences, surround yourself with uplifting, fun people,
okay.
people who make you feel good about you. It's kind of like it's. They're not saying there's like full blown depression, but they're saying the sadness is it puts you at risk of leading to depression. And
okay.
so they're wanting you to do things you enjoy doing, and being with people you enjoy being with. And if you don't enjoy doing something, or there's people you're with that you don't enjoy, don't do it. I mean, I know
okay.
that sounds overly simplistic, but your guides are saying they want you to have that zest for life, to enjoy life, to enjoy
mm-hmm.
the things you do and enjoy being with people.
Okay.
And if anyone's a drain, you know, or is being negative around you, don't be with them.
Okay.
I'm also getting, is there kind of a rough situation with, I'm getting is it like people you work with are being deceitful, like not honest, or?
No.
Okay.
No. As far as I know, I'm not.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not experiencing that, I don't think.
Okay. I'm getting there. Someone is not being honest where you work. And to steer clear, if someone is being manipulative or not honest or not being forthright with information, steer clear of that person. I'm getting, or just watch out for someone who may not be being honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting somebody is not being upfront. It's like they have other motives. They're not giving you all the information. So make sure if it comes to information about your work or what you do, if there's somebody else, if there's multiple people involved in a situation or a project or a department, make sure you get, like, multiple views on what's going on, because there's one person who's not, they're not giving you the full picture is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Does that help
Thank
you,
Audrey.
You, Deborah? Does that help you? Or do you need any further clarification?
I'm getting
you
a little
bit.
Is there something going on stomach-wise with you?
A little bit with stomach. It's more so the chest area.
Okay.
Back.
Because okay. I was getting something stomach-wise, and they were saying just maybe mellow out the diet for a while. You know, eat comfort foods, be mellow. Because I'm just kind of getting, like, I think it's just stress caused, and
mm-hmm.
from the unhappiness and from stress that you're needing to just, you know, eat, like I said, eat comfort foods and mellow things and things that you know your body processes well, because in this moment of stress, it's kind of like maybe I'm getting, like, not, I don't mean this, you know, to be disrespectful, but I'm getting like a gassy thing. You know.
No, actually, it was a little bit of pain in my stomach at times,
okay.
but mostly it's my chest area that I'm
okay.
concerned with, and it comes from the spine.
It's a disc that's causing the spine. When you said spine, I was just getting a sense like some good chiropractic work. I'm not really a medical intuitive, but your guides were just saying some good release work, something to release the muscles, release the spine, and release the energy. I'm not getting anything major or long-term. That's not what your guides are showing me. So whatever this is, it's short-term.
Good.
It'll
Yay! Yeah. She wanted to hear that.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know what,
get
Deborah?
Some good
chiropractic
work, get some good deep tissue work done. I think it'll help you tremendously.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sometimes, you know, Deborah, sometimes there's active release is what I got shown in my head was active release. If anybody does that kind of chiropractic, you know, that can really release the stuff too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Powerful.
Okay.
Good deal. Okay,
thanks,
dear. Big hugs. Lots of love.
You
okay,
too.
we're gonna close out. I just want to thank our special guest, Melinda Leslie, tonight, and I want to let her know how grateful and how lucky and fortunate we were, all of us who got to listen to her and learn from her UFO expertise and her sighting tours in Sedona. And please tune into her show, The Travel Channel, UFOs Crashed My Vacation, this Saturday, right, Melinda? What time?
Yeah, this Saturday. Now, check, wherever you are listening to this, check your local listing. I think it'll be 8 o'clock. And I think in most markets it'll end up airing at 8, but I'm not positive of that. But look for UFOs Crash My Vacation on the Travel Channel Saturday night. It might come on as early as 5 or as late as 10, but just check your local listing.
Yes, UFOs Crash My Vacation. That sounds great. I'm going to try to tune in myself. I'm going to set the intention to do so.
They're covering six different stories of people who had experiences while traveling. Three of them are sighting accounts and three of them are abduction accounts. Myself and two male friends, once in 1990, we were driving on a trip together over a mountain road, and the three of us had an abduction together. That's the story that they're covering for me in that show, is that abduction I had with my two friends.
Oh, sounds cool. I can't wait. I want to
see
it.
It's really funny. They hired actors to portray us, and they've done reenactments with special effects, so I have no idea. I have not seen it, so I have no idea.
Oh, they did. They did that. I want to see you, not those actors. But that's okay.
Well, but they interviewed me extensively, and they swore that
they
stayed very accurate to my interview. And I'll be on there, too. Yes, I mean, I'm on there. They're interviewing me.
Oh, good to see you, too.
But part of the interview will probably go away from looking at my face to my talking while the reenactments are going on.
Awesome, Melinda. And then you have the Discovery Channel.
It should be interesting, to say the least.
The Investigators on Halloween night, too, the show on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, now that is all about Sedona. It's an hour-long show all about Sedona is a UFO hotspot, the number of sightings that go on here. They interviewed all sorts of people who have sightings. And then with me, they spent a long time with me interviewing me about my research, about my tours, and also we have an underground military base out here, and they were interviewing me rather extensively about my knowledge on that. So it's a full hour-long show. We're actually the pilot for a new series that will have an investigative team every week, and this is the pilot, and that's airing on Halloween. And they I'm so excited that they picked the Sedona show to be the pilot.
Wow. Well, I've got to get up there now and make the hour and a half drive to see you personally now and go in.
Absolutely.
And meet you.
And I want everyone to know, too. I do readings here, but I'm also available for readings on the phone.
On the phone, and you can dial 310-502-5398. That's 310-502-5398 for Melinda Leslie. She's very multi gifted here, and I'm so grateful. And you're such a humble gal too. Here you're you're so evolved, so highly out there in the media, and you took the time for the My Beauty Angel show, which I'm kind of
I love doing it. I love doing
sweetheart.
It. Of course, you had my my friend Scotty on. And,
Scotty,
and
yes,
she said
happy
such
birthday,
great
Scotty.
Stuff about you.
She what? What'd she say?
She said great stuff about you and your show.
Oh,
so
I love her too.
I'm happy to do it.
Oh, thank you. She's a sweetheart. She spoke so highly of you and highly recommended you, and so I'm grateful. I want to shout that out, that gratitude back to Scotty, and wishing her, she's a Libra and October 9th baby born, and celebrate the day she was born because she's a beautiful spirit too, and I send her hugs, energetic hugs right now. I called her this morning to say happy birthday right when she woke up this morning and sent
yes.
her something, so hopefully she gets it.
Yeah,
so.
I serenaded her on the phone myself.
Did you? Oh, how sweet. So awesome. Well, I can't wait to meet you in person, Melinda. This has been a really fun show, and I'll be looking for you on television here Saturday. How's that?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to close out the show and wish you all many blessings and bid you farewell and good night. Good night, everyone. Amen.